A practical talk on sanctification. Ellen White gave a brief devotional talk for the early morning meeting the next day. Her subject was sanctification, and she called it a practical talk, but she told the workers, "There is one point that I wish to emphasize. Those who are striving to keep the law of God never boast of their holiness. Sanctification is not the work of a moment, but of a lifetime. It is not gained by a happy flight of feeling, but is the result of dying to sin, and constantly believing and living to Christ, practicing the virtues of Christ. Every day our faith should increase. While we say I know that I am a sinner, we can say also, I know I have a Savior." Late that Sunday afternoon, the meeting hall was packed with 400 people eager to hear her speak. So crowded was the room that she could hardly make her way to the platform. Each morning the Lord's servant had a Spirit-filled devotional message to share with the workers. On Monday she tried to impress them not to be discouraged by trials and opposition. On Tuesday she emphasized Christian courtesy. God does not require us to be like a prickly burr, but to cultivate everything lovely and attractive in our manners and disposition, for this is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace. She challenged the brethren to broader plans, and when she finished, testimonies were born, evidencing that the Lord was moving upon hearts, and they were ready at the command to go forward. Ibid. The next day the conference session opened, and the reports received were encouraging. There were evidences of real progress. Sweden now had 327 Sabbath keepers. Of these, 250 were members of the 10 churches. The others were in isolated places where there were no organized churches. This was a gain of 57 over the previous report in September, 1885. Three new churches were admitted to the conference: Rättvik and Kartilla and Halmstad.